Good afternoon, Cape Town and listeners of RX Radio. I am Mujahid Winan. I have my co-host, Kakamba. In studio, I have a great man himself. He's a legend, one of the World Cup winners, and there's so more to him. And he goes by the name of Chester Williams. Good afternoon, Chester. Could you please give the listeners a brief introduction of who you are and your involvement with Red Cross?
Well, thank you very much, Muji, for having me here today. And most of people probably know that I've played in the 1995 Rugby World Cup final for South Africa, where we won. And I'm a patron of the Friends of the Red Cross Hospital for the last 12 years in support of the Red Cross children.
When you won the All Blacks in the World Cup finals, how did it feel as a player being on the field and the great man Mandela himself walking out into the stadium wearing the Springbok jersey?
Yes, it was amazing, you know. We were sitting in the change room, and 20 minutes before the Rugby World Cup kickoff, the game started. Nelson Mandela walked into a change room, and, you know, the change room went dead quiet, could hear a pin drop. And with a huge smile on his face, he greeted the team and said, "Hello, my fellow South Africans. I'm here to support you. I'm probably your biggest fan today." He walked around the change room and shook everybody's hand. And I think, you know, for us, was the main reason why we won the Rugby World Cup, because we knew that Nelson Mandela and the whole South Africa were standing behind us and support us. And for him wearing a Springbok rugby jersey and greet the people on the stadium as well, you know, and thanks them for having the new South African flag, was just amazing, the support we had on the day.
Taking it back to the 1995 World Cup, what was your personal experience of the game itself? How did it make you feel as an individual playing in the team and knowing that the whole country is backing you and supporting you?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on us as a team, you know. No one really gave us a chance to win the Rugby World Cup final, because if we think about the team we played against, the All Blacks was probably one of the best All Black teams we played against. We had to think about how we stopped John Olomo and then the rest of the team as well. We were very focused. Key thing was that we were a family. We stood together. Whenever we trained hard. We loved each other, you know, as a family away from home.
As a winger on the Springbok team, what was one of your greatest fears when you stepped onto the field now being ready to play?
I don't think I had a fear. I think my biggest challenge was always to see how I can create opportunity for myself and the team. So there was no fear of losing or winning. There was always a positive mindset of I'm going to win this game, or we're going to win this game, whether I'm scoring a try, whether I make a try for my teammate. And I think that's why we won the Rugby World Cup. No tries were scored that day, but all of us made a good tackle on John Olomo, preventing him from scoring for the All Blacks.
So being on the field, playing at number 11 or 14 on the wing, how did it make you feel knowing that John Olomo is opposite you running? If he gets the ball, he's running straight towards you with a mindset of running you over and things. Because he went by the name of the unstoppable train, eh? So how did it make you feel when you stood there in front of him, man alone, and you had to face him at that time?
You know, everyone in the team wanted to tackle him. So one would say, I would go low, and then the next player will go high. So we'll double tackle him. But, you know, every single one of us in the team wanted to make a tackle on Jonah. So we were not scared of him. But the key thing for us, how we have prevent them from giving the ball to Jonah Olomo is by putting a lot of pressure on their forwards, not giving them good ball from scrums or from lineouts. And that means he can't get the ball. And I think he probably got about three or four balls to run with, and all four times he got tackled and
got stopped.
How many years did you play rugby?
At the age of six, I started to play rugby, but then my dad stopped me from playing rugby at the age of 11 years old because I was not focusing on my schoolwork. And at the age of 17, my final year in matric, I started to play rugby again. And then I made the Western Province under 20 team when I was 19 years old. In the same year, I played for Western Province League. And a year later, I played for Western Province. And 2 years later, I played for the Springboks. Altogether, as a senior player, I've played for 12 years professional rugby.
How many tries did you score when you were playing?
Sure. For the Western Province team, I played 72 games and I scored 47 tries. And for the Springboks, I played 26 games and scored 14 tries.
Can you please tell us personal experience of you meeting Nelson Mandela?
Well, the first time I met Nelson Mandela was when he invited me to his house to come and sit with him and have dinner with him. It was such an amazing experience, you know. I had to pinch myself again to see if it's real on my way to his residence. And when he walked into the room where we were sitting and waiting for him, with a huge smile on his face, he greeted us, and we just talk about, you know, everything in life. How was time for him in jail, and what was my experiences as a rugby player, and his experiences himself of how he wanted to change the country for the better.
It looks like you wanted to be a rugby player since you were young. Most kids, when they're young, they always want to be a doctor or a lawyer. So what makes you want to be a rugby player when you are so young?
I remember in my days, you know, all of us wanted to become a police or a traffic cop or a doctor, you know, all those funny things. But, you know, and I remember I wanted to become a lawyer, and unfortunately I was not deemed to get there due to circumstances how I grew up, and there's not enough money because we were 5 children. And I had to go and work and obviously make sure that my brothers and sisters get educated. Becoming a rugby player, I was not dreaming about it, but I always worked hard to become successful in that position that I was playing. And no one really gave me a chance as a child. You know, they always said I was too small or could not pass. But through my hard work and education, I managed to achieve what I eventually my dream became, to be a Springbok. And I always say, you know, your dedication supersedes talent, because if you have dedication, and you can always become a successful person in life.
So I have a question, because I'm a rugby mad myself, and recently I was selected to play Western Province rugby. And always when I see rugby players, and the thing that goes through my mind, why did you choose that position, that specific position? Mm. Is there like strengths or things that you enjoy doing about it? Or
it's funny enough, I started off as an open side flanker, number 6. And again, you know, I was too small, and then they moved me to scrum half, and then they said I was too slow in the passing.
Yeah.
And then I was playing inside center. I was a good tackler, but they said I didn't distribute the ball good enough.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I was under 20, they had to choose between me and another player, and to play center, and then they moved me to wing because they wanted me in a team, because I was too good not to be in a team.
Oh.
And I remember Dr. Gerard Paul was my coach, and since then, you know, I was playing left wing, and I had to develop myself. How can I become a great left winger in that position? And I was never the fastest player, but what I did is that I have a good vision about where and when I want to be in the position to make sure that I can contribute to the team.
So for the children in the hospital and around the hospital who suffer from different illnesses and things like that, who also have a passion for sports and things, but cannot go further due to their circumstances that they are in, is there any words of encouragement that you'd like to give them to help maybe lift the spirit, to push the extra mile and things? Because me, myself, I was told that I would never be able to play rugby because of my skin condition. And then that's when I thought now that I want to prove you wrong, because you're not the God himself, so you can't decide for me whether I could and couldn't. So that's what actually pushed me and inspired me to become a rugby player.
Well, what the nice thing is about the world now is that, you know, there's always any sport available for disabled kids. So there is always opportunity. And if you don't take that opportunity in the sense where you go out there and work hard and dedicate yourself, and I think the people that is working in the Red Cross Hospital for children, they have done very well. They always get the celebrities and like myself and all other people to come and support and give motivation to those kids, and that will help a lot, you know. But my key thing is that you must never think that you're not the same as a person out there that can do it. You always can achieve through your shortcomings or your gains you have. You can always achieve whatever you want in life, being available to give that dedication to your sport.
Thanks. Just before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
And I'd like to say, you know, the friends of the Red Cross Hospital and the people that's been working there, they're very dedicated to give back to these children, to support these children. And I know that some of these children have been here since they 1 years old, 6 months old, and they're already 13, 15, 16 years old. And that's not an easy job to do, but those people do it because of the love they have for these children and the way they do it. And then that's the reason why I'm here in support of it, because I love kids, doesn't matter their circumstances. And wherever we can help South African kids, it's so important that we can be there for them to help them. But the key thing is that, you know, as long as you can see a smile on a kid's face, that's the most important in South Africa, because that's what we know, especially in Cape Town, you know. We know for our people being friendly and laugh and
be always there
to be around there for other people. You know, when I go overseas, first thing they say, our asset in South Africa is our people. And we must never forget that.
Thank you so much, Chester, for your time. That is The Sports Show with Mujay and my co-host, Kakamba.